In Iraq, a U.S. soldier was killed in a rocket-propelled grenade attack on a convoy east of Baghdad Saturday. The U.S. has suffered more than 50 combat fatalities since major fighting ended in May. Paul Bremer, the top U.S. official in Iraq, attributes the almost daily attacks against U.S. forces to remnants of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party and foreign terrorists. But Saturday, Bremer told reporters that the Iraqi people do not hate Americans. NPR's Ann Garrels reported from Baghdad throughout the war. She left for a break shortly after U.S. troops occupied the Iraqi capital. Ann Garrels returned to Baghdad this past week, and she's on the line from Baghdad. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
What are your initial impressions on going back?
Oh, well, at first sight, I've got to tell you, Baghdad is a much dirtier and a much more chaotic place. And of course, since it's August, it's incredibly hot, upwards of 120 degrees. So if in a t-shirt I feel like I'm in a roaster oven, I can only imagine what the poor American soldiers feel like in their heavy flak jackets and helmets. But despite this, I'm seeing flourishing trade with new unrestricted imports, especially in satellite phones and satellite dishes, both of which were outlawed under Saddam. There are money changers lining up under umbrellas along the sidewalks. Traffic clogs the streets in a way I've never seen before. And this despite the financial crisis here. Apparently, there are many new cars. Alcohol is now sold in restaurants and bars. Pornography is widely available. Just the other day, I was stunned to see a German porno flick being shown in a traditional coffee house, and my Iraqi companion, he was just disgusted and ashamed in front of me.
What about your personal physical security? Do you feel safe? Are there a lot of women on the street?
I personally don't feel particularly threatened, but certainly the American troops are tense because of ongoing attacks. And lack of security in general is what every Iraqi talks about. It is subject number one. Though security was enforced with an iron hand by Saddam, which was resented, Iraqis now blame Americans for a lack of security, and it comes in lots of different ways. In some areas where people work with Americans, they're being targeted as collaborators. In other areas, it's former leading members of the Ba'ath Party who are coming under fire. And then there's just plain old crime. There are widespread rumors, and it's hard to confirm any of them, of robberies, kidnappings, murders. People are really nervous.
What about basic services? What about electricity? What about phone service, clean water?
Well, it's still pretty bad. There's been some modest progress, but not nearly what Iraqis expected from what they call the superpower. American officials respond they're hampered by sabotage. Electricity is sporadic. And for the most part, local phones aren't working. While some are making a real bundle at the moment in this new world, there's high unemployment and economic disruption, and that's going to continue and probably get worse as old, inefficient state companies are abandoned and more people are let go. I have to say, I feel like I'm back in the old, at the end of the former Soviet Union, when people began to look back on the old regime, its stability, its security, with a kind of nostalgia. And you see that here.
But, I mean, nostalgia is one thing. What about the idea of actually turning the clock back? Are you hearing anything like that?
No, but people sure don't like the way things are going right now. Iraqis essentially feel lost. They believe they're surrounded by hostile nations on their borders, anxious to take advantage of their weaknesses. And they say they're occupied by a country whose aims they're just not sure of. One man who detests Saddam Hussein and has four brothers in the United States said to me today, "We want to see why the U.S. really came here. We will help if we believe you. Please make us believe in you." And I think that's a pretty common sentiment.
Elaborate on that. Elaborate on what you've heard and what you've seen about the Iraqi people's attitude toward Americans.
Well, generally, I really haven't heard much positive about the Americans. But then when you ask Iraqis, well, could you handle the situation without the Americans? Many say, of course not. But since the U.S. is the occupying power, Iraqis put the responsibility on the Americans to solve everything. I've seen American troops working extremely well, even with communities to create new local councils, something that isn't, you know, a military job. But they can also appear rude, not to say heavy-handed. And because of security concerns and the shortage of phones, it's very hard for Iraqis to reach American officials to get answers. Soldiers say to me, listen, we want to hand over as many duties as we can to Iraqis because Iraqis will respond better to orders from their own. And that is now beginning to happen a little as guards and new policemen are being trained, but it's real slow going. And rightly or wrongly, Iraqis believe their lives count for little in the eyes of the Americans, who dutifully tally the Americans killed but give no numbers on Iraqis who are killed, whether they're guilty or innocent. And I've got to say, for now, unfortunately, this is a very unhappy place caught between the past and a very uncertain future.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, thank you very much.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.